5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's talk about Borgs. I only recently learned... Wait, that's not the right word, is it?
Yeah, no, it is.
That's right.
Oh, it didn't feel right. Borgs, you know, robots. That's what, in my head, that's what I was talking
about. All right.
Mate, what's a Borg?
It's a black outrage gallon.
When did that become
a
thing?
What?
So it's you take an empty, like, milk gallon.
Okay.
And you fill it with a lot of booze. And some people will put, like, liquid IV in there, electrolytes, maybe some Gatorade, whatever mix-ins you want. And then you just walk around with your little gallon, and it's got that handy handle. And you do it for day drinking, for darties, or whatever it may be.
A darty is a day party?
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you had a Borg before?
I didn't. They started becoming a thing shortly after I left college.
Okay. But I was going to say, this is a relatively new thing. Thank God. I would have definitely been puking up blood the next day if this had been a thing. I did not have a good shutoff valve at times. So apparently there's a fight on against the Borg. Here it is.
The city made changes to this year's South Boston St. Patrick's Day parade to cut down on the public drinking and the violence. So did the changes work? WBZ's Christina Rex is live in South Boston asking that question. Yeah. She joins us live now. Christina, what'd you find?
Okay, so she's live in Southie.
Okay, I'm sure everyone's just sitting around doing puzzles now because they can't drink out of a jug.
Yeah, let's see how big of a success this was.
Yeah, Lisa, well, Boston EMS told me they transported 31 people to the hospital yesterday. They say typical for an event of this nature. And whether or not the event really was family friendly as intended depends on who you ask.
I mean, 31 people at a massive St. Patrick's Day parade.
And you got to look at it. Boston's a city of what? 4 million?
Yeah, like that's
so
not
that's not that big of a deal.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
31 people out of there are probably a million people there.
Yeah, maybe that's not bad.
St. Paddy's Day pride in the streets, but a different story on the sidewalks of Southie.
This parade has to just be 600 different bands playing
Shipping up to Boston.
Boston. Shipping up to Boston,
totally.
Different story on the sidewalks of Southie. More than a dozen people.
There's just people beating the hell out of each other.
Look, you don't get a reputation without having ever done what they're accusing you of. I mean, you know, like, stereotypes start somewhere.
It might have only happened once, but it happened.
More than a dozen people were arrested by Boston police and transit police Sunday for underage and public drinking, disorderly conduct, and assault and battery.
Yeah, more than a dozen is not that much unless you go more than a dozen. How many? 4,000.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's, again, right, more than a dozen. But if it's like 14?
It's like our friend one time who got a job in a radio and they moved from a medium market to a really big market. And they're like, we're like, okay, can you tell us what city are you going to? I can't tell you, but it's a top 17 market. So I immediately pull up the markets and I look at whatever 17 was. And I go, so you're moving to Phoenix at the time? And they go, yeah, how did you know? I go, because otherwise you'd have said top 20.
Right.
Or you'd have said top 15.
Right.
Come on, you said 17. Who stops at 17?
Yeah, nobody does that.
Some arrested were arraigned in South Boston on Monday. Some of the most stunning images of the day came from Boston police. Look here. Dozens of gallon jugs known as Borgs. What does that stand for? Blackout Rage Gallon.
Yeah, I had never heard that term.
Let's see.
Before.
What is that? Are we going to keep playing iTag, or are you going to holler at your boy?
No, at your Borg.
Outrage gallon filled with booze and juice.
All the collections at the train stations with like 40 laying by like a column. Yeah.
Take a look Monday in crushed beer cans, cigarettes, and empty bottles still littered most corners.
God, it's worth it just to be able to get so drunk in a Walgreens parking lot at noon.
Yeah,
agreed.
Because that's where they showed the party at first. Yeah.
Underage drinking in particular concerned City Councilor Ed Flynn.
We can't continue having a parade with his violence and alcohol are major parts of it.
Whatever, nerd.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
This parade is about respecting our South Boston veterans and military families. And if we can't do that in a family-friendly way, I'd rather have no parade.
Flynn helped move the parade 2 hours.
Since when is it about honoring military families? I thought it was about getting blackout drunk because of St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it's literally what the holiday's about.
I mean, I know that they're included in the parade, but, I mean, let's be honest. People aren't out there to celebrate America's military might.
No,
no one is
There's
thinking
There's shamrocks
that.
Everywhere, and everyone wants to get drunk.
It's right? Like the least American holiday
yes.
ever.
I would say that. Really, if you're going to be, you know, if it's going to be more about the veterans, maybe Veterans Day, possibly the 4th of July, certainly Memorial Day.
Yeah, yeah.
These are all more appropriate than the fake holiday made up about a guy chasing snakes with a flute. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Well, that I think you're mixing things with like the Pied Piper and rats, but whatever.
Who cares? What did St. Patrick do?
He had a staff and he drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Chasing snakes with a flute.
Yeah.
What's a staff? It's just a stick with holes.
But again, yeah, a Catholic saint who drove snakes out of Ireland has nothing to do with America's military.
No, it doesn't.
So, I mean, with all due respect to the Boston mayor, I don't think it pertains.
Flynn helped move the parade 2 hours earlier this year, which many say was a good move because the neighborhood quieted down early.
And let people drink a little longer.
Yeah.
I thought the early start time was nice. We were home around 5, and it seemed quiet on the streets.
Even the busiest bars, like the Broadway, appreciated that change in time.
It was very busy in here all throughout the day. We had a line starting an hour before we opened up. There were 100 people in line by the time we opened the door. By the time we closed, the street was clear. People were already done.
And you saw the videos there from social media, those fights between people on the sidewalk. It wasn't just people here for the parade who were hurt, but some police officers as well. I'll explain more about that coming up at 6 o'clock. For now,
yeah. Text from Indiana. I'm Gen X, and the Borg sounds like what we called buffalo sweat. Everybody brought a bottle and poured it into one container, and then you just took a smaller container and dipped out of it all night.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo sweat?
Oh, man. Could you have come up with a sexier name? I say no.
Yeah, we used to have, I mean, it was just jungle juice.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then juice. Somebody would put it in one of those big, like, 5-gallon bucket things that you get at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there was one time somebody kept it up in, like, their bathroom. So if you knew about it, you could go get some. And they just kept it, in the bucket was in the bathtub, and we used a soup ladle to drop it
in
our cup.
In the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how many people that we all went to college with that are probably like super germaphobes now, but they used to
do that.
Keg stands in the toilet.
Cigarettes to smoke out of the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watched you suck gin out of a turkey base where that 30 other mouths had been. Like, chill out with the Clorox wipes.
Yeah. Who are you kidding? You're fine.
That's why you just have to have high enough of a proof of liquor and then it kills everything.
Yeah, that's right.
It's an astringent.
I think that same party, some dude showed up with a briefcase, and we were like, get a load of the dude with the briefcase. Like, what's up with that? And somebody asked him about it, and he looked at just stone face, looked at you, popped it open, and it was filled with Nutter Butters.
Nice.
Pretty badass.
Like, not in the package, though. Like, just filled.
Oh, that's.
And then you started handing them out, and we all ate them.
I was going to say, everybody still ate them, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We passed around a turkey leg one time at a music festival. That's probably the grossest thing I've ever done in my
life. Oh, man. Ooh. Yeah. That's a whole different level of slobber that hangs around.
It was. And turkey legs are huge.
Yeah.
So that was very interesting. I don't regret it.
Is that the grossest party thing you've seen?
That I've participated in, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was at a music festival. So we're like outside. It's a little dusty. Everybody's a little sweaty.
We were having a party in one dude's yard one time, my first year after college. It was actually the day I did my first ever radio show and went to the bathroom in that field, that same day. And so then that night we happened to be at a party and there was a little creek that ran through their house or through their property. And we caught a fish called a sucker. And they're like the epitome of bottom feeders. You know what they are? Mm-hmm. Have you seen them?
Gross looking.
They're pretty gross looking.
Yeah.
People look at those and go, man, that makes me want to eat a carp. It's that kind of thing.
Like catfish.
Yeah, but worse than catfish.
Much, yeah, like a catfish and a tadpole had sex. Like,
yeah, I think so.
Wait, aren't tadpoles children of the lake?
What?
What?
Aren't tadpoles babies?
Yeah.
Baby frogs.
Yeah, but they don't have legs yet.
Who calls a baby frog a child of the lake?
I do. Because you said catfish having sex with a tadpole. So I just imagined.
So you thought the catfish was a pedophile?
Having sex with a kidfish. Turtle.
I see what you're saying.
Whatever. It's like you live in a Pixar movie where these things are like actual and like it's real. Like, catfish are really, you know, raping tadpoles.
Oh, my God. I got to think of the kids, you know?
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Well, anyway, they caught a sucker out of the creek, and then they just threw it on the ground. That's much better than just putting it back in the water so it could loop out its horrible light.
Yeah.
But then eventually it got thrown on the fire, and somebody said, ooh, you going to eat it? And one of my friends picked it up and took a bite out of its back and threw it back in. It was not cooked.
No.
It had to still be river temperature.
Oh, God.
How do you want your meat cooked? River temp?
I want my sucker river temp.
Yeah.
How do you want your meat? Medium river, please.
I'd like it to be about 61 degrees.
What's happening?
Oh, it was so gross.
Yum. Oh,
I'm glad I saw it. Later that night, everybody mooned everyone.
As
and
one
some
does.
People got in a fight for no reason. So it was a pretty successful party. You know how it is, mate.
Yeah.
You grew up in the same kind of place.
Yeah.
That was pretty perfect, man. Hey, you remember when he ate that fish? Yeah, you know he'll eat anything.
River temp sucker fish.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.